This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. An eclectic nine-piece Cleveland band uses its music to confront issues of racism, oppression, and police violence. For this week's Shuffle, I talked with Mourning a Black Star about their sophomore album that they hope sparks a movement. Mourning a Black Star formed 3 years ago as an experiment by band leader and producer R.A. Washington. He wanted to celebrate and mourn tragic events in both his life and in African-American culture. Washington continued to add members, including vocalists James Longs and Kyle Kidd, whose soulful voices cut through a blend of beats and sounds that the group doesn't define. Kidd says they're gender and genre nonconforming.
Our band has decided, like, let's put everything else to the side of who we are individually and just be present as this collective of individuals who can come together and put things aside and present what is necessary in this time. No one can put us in any box. We go someplace and then they're like, oh, you guys are such a punk band. Like, but wait, then you like, you do jazz and then you do this operatic thing. And I'm just like, why do we have to be in any box? We can just kind of do whatever. So labeling ourselves as a genre nonconforming, gender nonconforming, just washes everything away where people can see what is necessary and what is needed to take from the messages that we have to offer.
I can't breathe. No, it ain't your hands choking me. It's history.
The new album. It's called The Gardner Poems.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's referencing Eric Gardner.
Yes.
Who died by police in New York City in 2014 when he was placed in the chokehold and famously said the words, I can't breathe. And James, you repeat that throughout the song.
The song is going to be described like you described it, from a very specific experience that happened to this individual and the police. And, but it really is an anthem of sorts, because it happens to African Americans quite often, where you're being put in a situation where you can't breathe, you can't expand, you can't be yourself, you can't relax, you can't feel safe. I go out, and if the lights start flashing behind me, there is a different experience. It's not like, oh, what did I do?
You physically can't breathe.
Physically can't breathe, because it's like, okay, this could go any number of ways. And I know a lot of people hear that and think that, oh, come on. But that's the facts.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
James, talk about the song on the album called Harlem River Drive.
There's a thing happening in America, gentrification. Everybody's moving into cities, but there's a loss in the bleaching of those neighborhoods. There's nothing wrong with gentrification, you know, improvement, putting money into a neighborhood. But to put money into a neighborhood and identify the people that were there first as having no value is criminal. The people that move into those neighborhoods miss out, and their development stops. So Harlem River Drive just references that for me in terms of what was there.
This I know, but what was once my sugar hill.
As you perform some of these new songs live, what are you hoping is the reaction?
I feel like people always say, like, I want people to feel love, and I want people to feel happy, and I want people to sit in the heartbreak for a minute. Because within heartbreak, there comes the opportunity for you to collect yourself, gather your thoughts, and reflect on where we have been and where we could go if you take a position in this revolution.
James?
It's almost like there's a grassroots movement going on in terms of people that hear our music and how it affects them and how they respond to it. I want that on a larger level, and not for any personal success or hubris or anything like that. I want a large mass of people to feel it, hear it, and then take it with them and do with it what they will, but just have it exposed to the masses so that whatever I feel it's designed to do, even if it's just start conversations or really just address issues in within yourself, that more people are able to do that.
That's James Longs and Kyle Kidd of Morning a Black Star. You can find links to their music and tour dates at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on Morning Edition.